Good morning to you once again. We're thankful for you again with us on this Sunday morning, and we hope that you have an open Bible as we begin a study of His Word. We want to continue the theme that we began last week in discussing the wonders of God's wonderful book. This morning, we want to talk about the antiquity of the Scriptures. What is the oldest book that we have today? Hands down, without any reservation, the oldest book that we have is the Bible. It is the only accurate and reliable book of ancient history that man possesses today. Other books, which were written around 300 or 400 BC, still fall short in the confidence that we can have in the Bible. How old is it in its completed form? The book of Revelation has a date of 95 AD. Some New Testament books have been written around 45 A.D. Is there a book which is rarer than that? Not to my knowledge. Does anyone have a letter over 100 years old? The Bible is 10 times older than that. The last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, was written around 430 B.C. That's some 2,500 years ago. Some books of the prophecy that we have in the prophets were written in the 7th, 8th, and 9th centuries. The five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, were written around 1500 B.C. That was 3,500 years ago. And by some accounts, the book of Job may have been written around 2000 B.C. during the patriarchal age. That means it is 4,000 years old. There is no book in antiquity that is older than the Bible. Let's talk for a moment about early manuscripts. Do you wonder why we don't have any of the original copies of the Scriptures? If we don't have any of the original copies, how do we know what we have is an accurate account of what was written? Let each of us do a simple illustration, and I'll give you a project. You go home and you copy and read Acts chapter 10. If we all went home today and we wrote and copied what we read in Acts chapter 10, would we make any mistakes? Probably, and maybe we would even make the same ones. Yet by looking at all of the copies, we would know exactly what we had copied from. Before the invention of printing around 1500, all copies of Scripture were handwritten. Remember what the Bible says about itself. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. We also read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 and 25, because all flesh is as grass, and all glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. In Hebrews chapter 12, in verse number 28, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. That kingdom, according to Daniel chapter 2 and verse number 44, is the kingdom promised that would arise in the days of the fourth empire, and that kingdom would never, ever be destroyed, and the king that would reign over it would never abdicate his throne or hand his authority to another. God has the ability to make things last forever. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, we are told that the seed is the Word of God. The seed will live forever because God desired and participated it to do so. If I gave you a Bible, I told you to go home and make a handwritten copy, then come back, how long would it take you? If you did it 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, it would take you about 10 months. What material did they use in early Bible history? Well, they used papyrus, They use parchment, which is animal skins. The book of Isaiah, which was found in part of the Dead Sea Scrolls that were found in the 1940s, were written on 17 different types of animal skin. How many handwritten copies do we have today? Well, in the 70s, there were 13,000. Today, there are over 24,600. Some have questioned if the copies have mistakes in them. I'm told by the scholars and those who have done diligently an examination of what has been found that less than half of 1% has been found to have mistakes in it. If I wrote a text of 1,000 words with one wrong word, would you be able to know the meaning by which the context of that article was written? People say there are contradictions. If so, prove it. Show me one. So far, one has not been able to produce a contradiction in the Bible. If there were, wouldn't it have been pointed out by now? People make it their lifelong duty to try to destroy the accuracy and the integrity of the Bible. A Roman emperor made it a death penalty to own a Bible. Informed that he had erased the Bible from the world by burning hundreds and thousands of copies, but yet Constantine followed him and wanted to put the Bible back into the church and offered a reward for any copies that would be turned in. In a 24-hour period, he had received 50 copies. In times past, the Roman Catholic Church burned Bibles under the guise that the translations were corrupted. The church persistently tried to suppress the Bible from being translated into English. Thousands of copies of Tyndale's were burned. Of an estimated 18,000 copies printed between 1525 and 1528, only two fragments are known to remain. Voltaire went all around criticizing the Bible. Yet he died in 1778, but before his death, he said in 100 years, the Bible would not be in existence. Sorry, it's still here. It still goes on. Many are still trying to tell us the Bible is corrupted and fails to meet the modern needs of man. Really? Who wrote the Bible? God. Who created man? God. Who knows man better? God. And what plagued man when he was created still plagues him today. The Bible is relevant. The Bible is one that will meet the needs of every man in any time and in any generation. Why? Because man was created by a holy and just and merciful God. What he needs and what he needs to know would be true of all men in all time. Therefore, the Book of Antiquity, the Bible, is one that has much evidence. The fragments, the scrolls, the evidence that can be examined, that has been examined, all of them have validated and proved that the Bible is exactly what it claims to be, God's inspired, inerrant, and infallible word of truth. Yet it also is the most up-to-date book we have. Though the oldest, it is without question the most reliable and relevant book that we ever owned. No need for revisions, amendments, changes, or to be rewritten. The Bible, according to our modern thinkers today, does not meet the needs of the 21st century man. That's odd. Who created the world? I think in Genesis chapter 1, it says that God spoke the world into existence. Who created man? According to Acts 17, we were created by God, and according to Genesis 1 verse 26, we were created in the image of God. Who would know more about the creation and about the creature than the Creator? If God could speak this world into existence, and He did in 6 literal days in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, could He not write a book that would have the wisdom that would be necessary to be a book that would be needed throughout all of time, no matter how long it lasted? Who could believe that it could not be? Who would believe that God would not be able to do it? What about Bible archaeology? What have they ever found that disproved any fact that was contained in the sacred scriptures? Sometimes the Bible is the only word we have on certain subjects. Let me give you an example. The Hittites were in the days of Joshua, but yet in the early 1900s, history books wrote that these people did not really exist. They were just a mythical people. Yet in 1906, during an archaeological dig in central Turkey, they discovered tablets of clay, over 1,000 of them. You know what was written on them? The history of the Hittite people. Now we know that there are 25 kings' names. We knew it all along. The Bible has nothing to fear from men and their digs. All what they find just do one thing. It just validates that the Bible is true and accurate and without error. And it still goes on. Many tried to tell us that the Bible is not God's book. In John 5, verse 39, Jesus told those who were listening to him to search the scriptures, for in them they would find information that would reveal him. Men made fun of this for years. How could Moses have written about Christ when men did not begin writing until 800 B.C.? Moses lived in around 1500 B.C. Guess what? We have an account of the Babylonian flood. You know when it was written? 3000 B.C., 1500 years before Moses. Nobody questions that. Imagine that. It is the most up-to-date book that we have. Let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. The Book of Mormon claims to be a book of antiquity. It claims to be inspired of God. But yet, do you know in all the archaeological digs that have ever been done, and all the treasures that have been found in different archaeological expeditions, the cities and people that are mentioned in the Book of Mormon but are not mentioned in the Bible, there has never been one artifact, never one discovery that validated those people or those places ever existed. I wonder why that is. Could it be that the names and the places and the cities and the people in the Book of Mormon were part of Joseph Smith's imagination and not divine revelation? Think about that for a moment. No archaeological dig that has ever been undertaken has ever disproved or countered one biblical fact. Not one. Dear listener, you think that's a coincidence? Did that just happen? Or could it be that the just, wise, and providential care of God, that He made sure that through time His Word would be preserved, that it might be a guide and it might be a tool that would lead and guide men through lives as they live upon earth? A God that could speak the world in existence had the ability and demonstrated the ability to make sure that the evidence of His Word would be found and would be overwhelming for the good and honest heart. Yes, it is a book of antiquity, but it is an up-to-date book. We hope that you will listen again next week as we look at the unity and harmony that's contained in the Bible, another evidence that this wonderful book came from God. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.